I can tell people are already excited. Minister of Finance, Katrina Conroy.
Here in front of a cheering crowd on Wednesday, West Kootenay MLA Katrina Conroy was officially appointed Minister of Finance, one of the heaviest positions in the provincial cabinet, tasked with implementing and reviewing the government's economic management and taxation policies. It was clear that Conroy, who was first elected to office in 2005 and with the last 2 years behind her as Minister of Forest, was beaming with joy over her new job as she hugged the province's new leader, David Eby. Before entering into politics, Conroy worked as an executive director in the nonprofit sector, ran a small business, and was also one of the first women in BC to take a job as a power engineer. Katrina Conroy also worked as a college instructor, where she ran into Bob Hall, now director of communications at Selkirk College. But speaking to KCR News from his long background as editor for the Nelson Star and the Nelson Daily News, and an observer of local politics.
It's one of the most important positions in government. Obviously, everything sort of begins and ends with taxpayer dollars, and the Minister of Finance is responsible for that portfolio, and that carries over to every other single ministry in British Columbia and pretty much everything we do in everyday life. So I don't think the position itself can be understated. It's definitely one of the power positions in the ministry and in the caucus and in Victoria. So very important.
Conroy takes over with the province's finances in a rosy position, with a forecast surplus of $5.7 billion. But also in times of record inflation and warnings from economists that global economic pressures could have an impact on BC's economy as well. Bob Hall said that the new premier, David Eby, likely looked for someone with a strong backing in the caucus and proven leadership skills.
Oftentimes, rural British Columbia certainly is underrepresented in Victoria just by the sheer nature of the number of representatives from the larger center. That's, that's obvious, but rural representatives sometimes have to sort of shout a little bit louder to be recognized. So I think the voice of rural British Columbia in general, with a MLA who is from the rural area and holding such a major portfolio, will be advanced for sure. I think she was probably chosen for this role because of her leadership skills and her abilities and her knowledge and just her, her overall approach to leadership.
Conroy, who suffered a great loss in 2020 with the passing of her husband, Ed Conroy, former Rosslyn Trail MLA, will now be seeing a lot less of the family ranch in Pass Creek, where she has lived for more than 40 years, as she spends more time in Parliament in Victoria. Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.